Welcome to the talk show, 917. Glad to have you along on our Wednesday here. And, of course, if it's a Wednesday, that means it's Laura Sievert-Hesseltine time. Good morning, Laura.
Hesseltine. I like it.
All
you
right.
Do that.
Stop Hesseltine.
That's right.
We'll do that from now on for you. All righty. Thank you. And, of course, there's a lot of activities that are going on in the Arts Quincy calendar.
I don't want to talk about that.
All right.
I'm cutting him off. I'm going to tell you what I want to start with.
All right.
I just dropped my oldest off at junior high. And I'm a wreck of a mom today, and I just think we should take a moment and tell all those moms out there who have a little nerves today, like me, it'll be okay. This is true. I dropped off both of my kids at junior high and at Baldwin, and my older one is like, I said, okay, buddy, don't be nervous. You have fun or something like that. He goes, Mom, you're the one who's nervous. I'm fine. And I said, oh. He goes, how about you don't be nervous? And I was like, okay.
Yeah, it always seems to be that way. I'm past that, but I remember it very, very well. I remember especially dropping off my youngest for his first day at QND, and it was kind of like, you know, I wasn't trying to be like, you know, freaking out about the fact that this is a big milestone and that I'm getting older.
Oh, my God.
You know, but it's like he was just like, thanks, see you later.
Bye. Yeah, he was real casual about it. It's amazing.
Mark McDowell's right there, and it's like, you know, he's like, thanks for trusting us. We appreciate it. And he walked right in, and, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, but it is. It's just a thing where it's like you got to.
It's a lot. I've had a lump in my throat all day. But it segues into something really important in the arts, which is, you know, Arts Quincy works really, really hard to make sure your kids have arts access this year. And, you know, I've been talking about it a bit, but our state funding did get cut. Our national endowment, not completely cut, but partially cut. Our national endowment for the arts funding got cut. But we are still committed. I mean, my board on you know, to their great credit, we're going to make it happen to get every single K through 5 student a field trip in all of Adams County. That means public, parochial, the small schools like the Montessori and the you know, small schools, and even homeschoolers have a chance to do these activities. So we are committed to still making that happen. And you may know that the way that we're doing it is at least partially through this Quincy Monopoly game. I have one more spot to sell, so this, consider this my sales pitch to somebody. One more business can be on the Arts Quincy board. But other than that, we're about to put our order in. Get those pre-orders in, especially if you're doing bulk pre-orders, because I have to commit to a number.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, we're kind of in a weird spot with that, too. The company we're working with is out of Nevada. But they're printed and made in China and shipped over. And they email me this week, and they're like, the tariffs went up again, and it's going to be $6,000 more than we told you it would be for the order that we're thinking about. And I was like,
oh,
and then like 12 hours later, they were like, never mind, it's on hold again. I said, okay. So we hope that this will raise around $15,000 by the time that we are all said and done, with an asterisk in case the tariffs jump around a little bit yet.
Right.
But that would cover the gap that we have to fill.
Right.
So get those pre-orders in. It helps me order. We're really committed to that K through 5 for the entire county. And also the junior high will be receiving school-wide performances, and junior high and high school ages. The teachers can apply for our smaller program, which is called Instant Arts. Instant Arts is a great program. These countywide programs are the ones I've been talking about the most, but Instant Arts gives teachers the ability to do something that's really specific to their classroom. So let's say a high school history class is studying the Civil War. They could take a field trip to the Eels House and learn about our place in the abolishment of slavery. So they can pick something super specific to what they're teaching, which is a really cool program too.
That is. So, folks, pre-orders, you can get those through the end of this month.
Right.
And if you want that spot on the board to kind of immortalize your business, because that's what it's going to be. This one's going to be around for a long time. We were talking before the show about the fact that you were inspired by a similar concept 25 years ago.
Yeah, it was in the year 2000 the last time we did it. As a city, it actually went through the city of Quincy at that time. We thought it was a great time to revive it. And again, because I don't want to lose any of my program, I want every single one of your kids to go someplace cool. The kindergartners are all going to the Children's Museum, and the first graders are all going to the library, and the second and third graders go to the Arts Center. and we take them to the theater, and we take them to the Historical Society. So we're going to take your kids someplace cool, and we're behind the scenes doing that. But it really does take the support of the community. So buy a Monopoly game. It's going to make a great Christmas present. Mm-hmm. It's $40 if you're going to pick it up, which should be your in around December 1st, or we can pay for shipping with $10 for shipping.
Yeah, and if you want it gift wrapped professionally, that's another $5 for that.
Oh, my God. I'm not gift wrapped. You didn't want me to do it. Okay. Well, we're going to have a gift wrapping party.
You don't have to do it, Laura. Oh. I just figured you would know people who could do that. So.
I bet I have board members that can handle it. I'm not very good at, you know, for as artsy as I am, you'd think I'd be better at wrapping presents.
It involves sharp objects and tape and all that stuff.
I'm just not very patient because you got to, like, hold and crease. But that is a good idea. Maybe we'll do that as a separate fundraiser in December. You know, we'll gift wrap.
I'm a man, so my thing is if I fold it a certain way that I think it'll work and it still doesn't cover, more paper.
Last year, or my husband's birthday was recently, and I got it. We got him wheels for his Mustang that he's restoring, his dad's Mustang, all right? And I wanted to wrap them, so I wrapped each of these wheels in these giant boxes, but I ran out of paper. So I was like, okay, we're going to take it off of the one box. We're going to wrap the front of these two boxes and just face them towards the wall. So anyway, don't ask me to get anything. That's terrible. I could have gone to Walgreens and got some more.
I'm sure he is very appreciative of the wheels,
the actual gift.
You
should see. It looks amazing.
And the thought that you put into doing that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I hope everybody has a chance to work on a dream the way that he's worked on this car, because it was his dad's. His dad passed away in the 90s, and he has been working on it hard. And I think we're going to cruise it soon, so I'm excited.
Oh,
if you see me out in a real cool 1967 Mustang convertible, know that that's been years and years in the making.
All right. Top down, hair, you know, wind blowing through your hair. That's living the life right there.
That's right.
Speaker Series returns with the Historical Society and the Adams County Bicentennial Committee, and it's tonight starting at 6 at John Wood Community College.
That's right. You know, these speakers, the whole speaker series has been really outstanding. Wendell Mauder, Quincy University professor of history emeritus, actually, he's not currently a professor, is sharing a really remarkable story of Quincy and George Isles. So, you know, of course, we have a school named after George Isles, and he had this connection to the legendary Tuskegee Airmen. Who fought in World War II. I was actually just down in Huntsville, Alabama, and saw one of the Tuskegee planes, and I was saying, hey, that's the kind that George Isles flew. So really amazing history of Quincy, but also history of an amazing man. He returned to the U.S. after the war, and he actually trained for Tuskegee. And, of course, Isles Elementary is named in his honor. This is going on tonight. From 6 to 8, John Wood. They are free. You can get more information or reserve your spot at 222-1835. It's the only phone number in Quincy that I still know, 1835. it really is. It's the year that the mansion was built, and somehow it's stuck in my brain.
I understand.
And my childhood phone number that doesn't exist anymore.
There you go.
So it's kind of a big deal. Anyway. I think you should go. There's a couple more events coming up. There's a City of Refuge in September, and then Uncovering a Century-Old Crime in October.
The Fanschmidt case. Yes, indeedy. And I only knew that because Laura's got it here in the notes for me. That's how I knew it. Speaking of important things, another one coming up tomorrow over at your neck of the woods at the OLC. You're holding a blood drive.
We are holding a blood drive. It's our back-to-school, back-to-life blood drive. Anybody who donates is going to get a treat from the Yum Factory, who is our season sponsor. Julie has been doing amazing treats from the Yum Factory. That's why we are one of the top one-half of 1% in the nation in blood donations for this small little team. We are beating everybody's pants off. It's really fun. Over 8,000 lives have been touched by donations right here in Quincy, and it's because we do good treats. They ask, what's your secret? They call me. Like the VP called me of the American Red Cross and was like, what are you doing? Because you're beating whole universities. And I said, good treats. It's kind of my jam.
We're beating the pants off of them. The other people can't compete because they're busy trying to pull their pants back
up. That's right. And my husband's like, are you like competitive about blood donation? I said, yeah, I am. Yeah. I kind of am. I'm not going to lie. I want to win.
You are, yeah.
So anyway, we're also doing a $15 e-gift certificate. And I usually get an Amazon one when they give these out. Amazon sponsors it, so don't feel bad about accepting that gift card.
It's to the vendor of your choice.
Yeah,
really.
To the vendor of your choice. It has maybe 30 options. But you know, I've always got school supplies to buy, so that's going on.
And also, since it's an American Red Cross blood drive, all throughout August they're doing an extra A1C. Yes, exactly, to screen you for pre-diabetes or diabetes. So another reason for you to roll up your sleeve tomorrow. And when is that?
It is 11 to 4. We have appointments available. I suggest downloading the app and doing your pre-pass. I will be hitting a personal milestone. I'll be at 3 gallons as long as I can donate tomorrow, as long as my iron's all good, which is kind of cool. My husband just passed 12 gallons.
Well, congratulations to you both.
I know. That's amazing. It's like when you start to visualize it, you're like, oh, man. You look but that's amazing, and it takes years and years to get to that many. And if you do hit a milestone, by the way, at our drives, we have prizes. We have blankets this year. Special thanks to Expressions by Christine, who does our prizes every year.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell us, though, because the Red Cross, for health reasons or HIPAA reasons, can't tell us that you hit your milestone. So get your cool Arts Quincy blanket if you're hitting a milestone at my drive.
Exactly. So that's going on Thursday, 11 to 4 at the OLC. So also, we mentioned briefly the Adams County Bicentennial Commission. They've got another event coming up Saturday as part of the Bicentennial Celebration, and it involves the Quincy Parochial Schools.
That's right. Paul and Jane Moody have been doing an amazing job of these school tours. These one room. First of all, they've worked all their lives to preserve some of these spots, but they're giving us this unique opportunity just to explore the educational legacies in Adams County. Saturday, we have Quincy Parochial Schools. They are going to tour the preserved schools, look at old educational materials, they have a really cool notebook that has sort of the history and the principals and some of the teachers in it that they want to show. There are other dates coming up. On the end of August, we've got Liberty Unit 2. In September, we've got Camp Point, and Quincy Public Schools will be having one on September 29th. You can get all of those on artsquincy.org, all the details and how to get involved, or you can also jump on
AC200.org.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, Saturday, John Woods Community College's staff and faculty are showing off their artwork.
Yeah, I love the faculty exhibition. You know, they've got some really cool stuff. So they've got an opening on Saturday from 8 to 5 in the Health Center Gallery, it will be on display till September 19th, which I assume is about when they've got something new to display from the students. It's kind of a nice skirt season, I guess I would call that, in the interim. There's paintings, there's photography, there's prints, there's mixed media. I mean, it's great. So free and open to the public. It's a really terrific gallery. Don't miss it.
Yeah, and one more thing. It involves the Quincy Community Theater. If you want your kids to be in a musical and it's about a book that they've most likely read, well, this is for you, coming up this Saturday and Sunday.
I tell you, this is pretty exciting. The auditions for Diary of the Wimpy Kid, the musical, are coming right up. 11 to 8 this weekend. You can sign up for your spot online. But if you don't know Diary of the Wimpy Kid, then you do not have a kid my age, because my kids love this stuff. It is Greg Heffley and his hilarious journey through the trials and tribulations of middle school. Just like I dropped my son off.
You'll learn about loaded diaper and the cheese touch and all of it.
Oh, the cheese touch. Man, that was big in my house for a while.
It's huge,
Holy cow.
It really is. So
go learn about cheese touch. You don't even want to know, people. You don't even want to know.
No,
it's going to be fun. It's going to be funny. And your kids do not have to be on stage to enjoy being part of this musical. So check it out. You can read all about auditions. They make them really easy over there at oneqct.org/auditions. Or call 222-3209 at the box office to make your reservation.
That's the Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 8. So, get to sing about the cheese touch. Wow. Didn't think I could do that. How about that? There's a reason I won't be auditioning. Thank you, Laura. It is always a pleasure to have you here. I look forward to Wednesdays with you here. So appreciate it very, very much.
We'll
and of course, don't forget, get your orders in now for Quincy Opoly, the board game, $40 if you're going to pick it up, an extra $10 if you want it sent to you. Get your orders in by the end of August in order to get that by early December, just in time for Christmas.
That's right.
And you can tool around Quincy and Broadway and not worry about construction. It'll be great.
Oh, man. There's a future to look forward to right there.
If nothing else, you can do that with, you know, with the thimble or whatever you want to drive in. So,
oh,
yeah.
We have custom pieces. Wait till you see the custom pieces. That's all normal. There's a little nap hide truck. Ah,
oh.
So cute. Okay. You definitely want this game. And you have to, I've been talking about pre-orders, but here's the thing. If I don't order enough, then you won't get one. So, like, pre-order so that you get one, because I have to, like, commit to a number, and I'm very nervous about
right.
it.
Right. And it's over. There's a lot behind it. So be sure to get your pre-orders in. Laura, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All righty. 9:32, we'll take a break. We'll come back with our first look at the commodity markets, and we'll talk about the district coming up for the remainder of the show here on the talk show on WTAD, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee. Welcome back to the talk show here on WTAD, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee, 9:36, 24 in front of the hour, and it's been too long since you've been here. Head of the district, Brianna Rivera, thanks so much for being on this morning.
Of course. Thanks for inviting me on.
You betcha. First of all, before we even get to all the things that are going on that the district is doing, you've done some moving.
Yeah, we have. We have done some moving, and it's really nice to actually say that we're officially moved in, and, you know, my office is put together, and we're all together. It's not like a constant, you know, moving train, so it's nice.
Yeah, because you were working from home for the last 2 weeks of July.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then you were deciding everything, because that's got to be just the fact that you've got this new space. It's hopefully it's bigger than what you had before.
Oh, yes. Plenty, I should say.
And then you're deciding where you want everything to make sure that it's going to be there, because it's like everybody, once you put something in a place, it's going to stay in that place.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's great. How has it been being in the same place with Gretith and with the chamber? Because you guys work together on a lot of things. Is it, mm-hmm. Are you already starting to see some benefits from it?
100%. Well, it's a really nice change to have. You know, it was myself and my assistant director, Carolyn, which was fabulous, but now we have all sorts of other people that we can share ideas with and gather ideas from. And being in the same place to help each other grow has been a great benefit. And we've already seen that because we're holding meetings together. We don't have to travel or, you know, it just makes a lot more sense for all of our organizations to be in one spot. And that way, we've even seen business owners come in wanting to see one organization and then end up visiting both, you know, two or all three, which has been great. So it's the unity aspect has been positive.
Yeah,
thing.
No more Zoom meetings when you're basically
no.
down the hall. So
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So that, I mean, and that's great. And that was talked with Bruce a couple of weeks ago, Bruce mm-hmm. Guthrie with the chamber. And that was kind of the intent that you guys have had, all three organizations have had, for the last couple of years, because that's how
yeah.
long this thing has been in the plans.
Oh my gosh, it predates before I even started with the district. They were looking at a singular place for these three organizations to live, to kind of be a business hub for the city of Quincy. No matter what business you are, if you're starting up, you can come and, you know, and maybe you're not in the district, but you can still learn about the district and then become a chamber member, be a part of, or whatever. So that was the hope and the dream, and it's finally coming true, so can't complain.
No, you cannot. That is great news. And of
yeah.
course, the district here in the last couple of years, it's all the work that's been done in the last 10-15 years. It's really starting to take off here in the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Oh my gosh, it really has. And you really have to thank the business owners and the property owners and the volunteers and everybody that's involved and invested downtown. You know, the property owners, the developers that are looking at our downtown and saying, hey, I'd like, because, you know, only Carolyn and I can only do so much in our little office. And, you know, we plan the events and we do great work. There's no denying that. But really the impact is from those that actually believe in what we do. And you know, every year at the annual meeting, I can never believe exactly how we've progressed. I'm like, how did this actually happen? You know, so it's touching to know all the support that we have that not a lot of people know about. You know, so it's
yeah. Great. But those business owners, they do invest not just mm-hmm. in you know their own buildings and the pride that they take from doing that, but also every year. You know, the district does have a little bit of a tax increase over other areas of town, but it mm-hmm. it bears fruit, doesn't it?
It really has. It really, really, really has. And you can just see that every single year there's a new development, there's a new parking lot, and you're going to see that kind of increase. And my goal is whether or not, you know, everybody agrees with everything that we do,
right.
Is to at least have a downtown that looks like something we can be proud of, that, you know, we can make the city proud, the business owners, the property owners proud, and that they continue to believe in. So.
Right, right. Now that the, you know, the promenade is done,
yep.
and, you know.
New parking lot F.
Yeah.
Oh, looks fabulous. I mean, that was definitely needed.
Yeah. There's one thing about the sign on the promenade there, right there at the corner. I always mm-hmm. think somebody should brush the rust off of that. It's weird. It's weird on my part. I know that, but that's how it's
oh,
set
yeah.
up. But it is visually distinctive.
It is. It's creating places within places. And now that we have a newly formed design committee, our goal with that design committee is to create different pockets of the district because we're so large. So to have different banners for Germantown, for the courthouse, for the city hall. So we're kind of working on, you know, little things like that
yeah.
as well.
I'm going to give you an idea based on something I saw in St. Louis, in West
Ooh,
St. Louis
okay.
City. Are you familiar with the neighborhood there at Dogtown?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
It's like Clayton Road. You know where the giant Amoco sign is off of Highway 6440?
Oh, gosh.
There's that giant Amoco sign right by the St. Louis Zoo in Hampton.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Well, if,
okay.
if you get off at Hampton and you get onto Clayton Road, they've got, like, in the median there on Clayton Road, they've got a – what they've got is they've got, like they've built up an island, and they've got, like a big sign that says Dogtown in silver letters.
Mm-hmm.
There, kind of distinct that neighborhood. I'm thinking once the bridge is built
yeah.
and it takes traffic off of Main Street, in that island there in front of the old furniture store here and
yes.
Hilbing,
mm-hmm.
just put like a 12 by 12 or 15 by 15 foot logo of the district right there.
Oh my gosh, that'd be fabulous.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Something for you to think about for the future.
100%. I mean, I love little elements like that that can really draw, you know, attention or draw people in. Like, what is that? Like a good first chapter of a book?
Well,
it kind of draws people like
yeah,
that, you know?
It's an entrance. It's a big entrance to the district. And why not just say, hey, here we are.
Here we are, yeah. I mean, we have some banners down there, but something like that would be even more like, okay, what is this? Where
yeah.
is this? I need
yeah.
to look this up,
yeah.
and then they'll find us, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I wish that somebody could do the same thing for Calftown. You know, like something on South 8th. You know,
yeah,
I don't
Germantown.
Know if there's, yeah, I don't know if there's room for it, but I wish somebody would do that too.
Oh, yeah, and there will be development, you know, really, I think, starting to spur within the next few years over on that side is my hope. And that's what, you know, kind of creating neighborhoods within a neighborhood is what we're trying to do. So, yeah, that would be really fantastic because I love that side of the district. It's
yeah.
a very historical, you know, my parents have, you know, all sorts of childhood memories of shopping down in that area and going to the theater. Yeah, it's
yeah,
a lot of fun.
State and 8th, yeah.
Yep.
I can imagine it. Of course,
oh, yeah.
You know, like Sturhans isn't there on Broadway. But still, you've got the State Theater there. You've got the new businesses that have emerged there as
yeah.
well nearby.
The businesses.
So.
The Calftown State Street Bank, which is beautiful. It's
mm-hmm.
right there at State and 8th,
mm-hmm.
and they're great partners of ours. So we have some good anchors that are over there.
Yeah, yeah, and then it's just like a couple of blocks away on, you know, they're on 9th, you know, the whole thing with the former brewery and, you know,
oh,
that
yeah.
area as well.
Oh,
You've
yeah,
got...
you can't forget about that. I mean, all the, you know, the cigar look, Stogie Cigars, and that's becoming kind of its own business development area, which is fabulous.
Yeah, it really, really is. So all of that mm-hmm. is developing, and, if we keep it up, as you've seen already, it's just
mm-hmm.
going to snowball.
Yeah, it's going to snowball, and I'm excited to see.
Yeah,
I'm excited to be a part of it.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 9:44. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can rock out in the district this Saturday night and about lots of other things that are going on because, like I've been saying all morning, it's like we're in that period between now and the end of October where we got to get all this stuff in before it gets too cold.
Yep, exactly.
So we'll talk about what the district has planned, and they've got a lot of plans, and we'll talk about that here on the talk show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee here on WTAD. Welcome back to the talk show, 9:46, coming up on 9:47, of course. The talk show sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee, distributed by Refreshment Services Pepsi. My guest with the district is Brianna Rivera. And Brianna, this Saturday, you're going to be rocking out, dude.
Yeah, I sure will be. And running around, but both. Both.
You can do both. You can do both.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a street dance coming up this Saturday night.
Oh, yes. It's going to be very exciting. We have, this Saturday, pre-sale tickets are on sale right now. So if you're listening to this and want to save $5 a ticket, you should buy them now, between now and Friday night.
And where would I go to do that?
So our Facebook page, if you go to our Facebook page, you'll want to go to events. You'll find the event, and it'll be everywhere. It'll be in the description. But then you can also go to our website, www.districtquincy.com,
okay,
to purchase tickets. Or if you're like me and you forget and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to go to this concert, you can go to one of our gates and purchase tickets the day of, not to worry. They will be $20 at the gate. For pre-sale, it's $15 plus some fees. I think it's like 16 something at the end of it all, but the day of will be $20 at the gate. But we'll have AC/DC Thunderstruck as our main act, and then Decade of Decadence, which is very exciting, opening up for them. But I do know the gates open at 5, so you can come on down. We'll have food trucks there. Shandy's will actually be open right on 6th Street, selling her ice cream and treats and whatnot. And then the show kicks off with Decade at 6 p.m.
All right. Will there be like drinks available, or should folks bring some sort of, like, if they want to bring some water or something like that?
No, drinks will be available. So we'll have alcoholic beverages, of course, for sale. We'll have two beer trucks. We'll have water being sold. There will be water inside of the brewing company as well. We'll have all of that covered for everybody once they arrive.
All right.
We'll be taken care of. Yep.
Very good. So if you want to rock out with AC/DC, there'll be a tribute band Saturday night, and you're closing off Main Street here.
Mm-hmm.
How long, where are you going to be closing it off at, from like where to where?
Sure. So for everybody that, you know, maybe drives down Main Street or Hampshire and kind of wants to know the deal. So starting today at, or not today, oh my gosh, I am working way too far ahead of myself. Could you imagine I cut off Main? What the heck? No, starting
Why
Friday.
Is this woman putting barricades up in the street?
Okay, let's do that again.
All right.
Starting Friday at noon, the intersection of 6th and Main will be closed for stage setup. It's a very big production, so they need a lot of time. The stage production will be setting up by then. So that will be closed off Main and 6th, but you will still be able to get through Hampshire, to drive down and park 6th Street, but just know you have to pull a UE to go out. And then moving ahead, when we talk about Saturday morning, that is when the rest of the closure will take place. So 6th and Hampshire will be closed by Saturday morning at 8 a.m., and then the same with 6th Street. So 6th Street. We'll have no parking signs. You can't park overnight Friday night on 6th Street, but you can park up until 5 p.m. that evening.
All right. Yep. Very good. And I imagine Main Street itself, like until around 7th Street, that'll probably be that whole block there.
Well, and yeah, so you'll still be able to drive up, but we'll have, hey, there's road closed ahead on 4th and 7th. So that way, hopefully you won't even attempt to drive down there. But yes, between 6th and 5th on Main, though, we will have that closed off Saturday for band, for unloading and loading, but you will still be able to drive between 6th and 7th.
All righty. Sounds like it's going to be a great time, and the gates open up at 5, and everything gets underway at 6 o'clock this Saturday night for that street show. So that's going on this Saturday. Tell me more about what's going on between like now and like the end of October, when it finally gets cold.
Yes,
you know?
When it gets a little chilly out.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we have the farmer's market. So that is every single Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Washington Park. We've had a great turnout with vendors at the park. I think this past weekend was one of the largest we've had. I think we had over 30 vendors down there, which is fabulous. So, you know, please make sure you drop down there every Saturday morning. We will have Community Feast, so Feast in the Heart of Quincy, which is our next largest fundraiser. That'll be Sunday, September 14th, and actually tickets are on sale for that right now. Currently, it is only available on the Facebook event page, so you'll have to go to our Facebook page to find those, and the menu will be releasing soon for that. So I think that's usually what people wait for. Am I going to buy tickets to this or not? And then at the very end of October, October 25th, Saturday, I was preparing for this morning, will be our downtown-wide trick-or-treat, which was a huge hit last year, and we're hoping for the same this year. So
it should be, because if nothing else, that trick-or-treating event, you make it very inclusive for everybody.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Everybody can take part in it, and we're actually going to utilize Washington Park. So if businesses that are kind of outside of the walking path want to be in a more centralized location, they can have a 10x10 booth space in Washington Park. That way their business can kind of get a little exposure, but then they're handing out candy or whatever they want. So, yeah, it'll be exciting. That's one of my favorites, this trick-or-treat.
Yeah, it will be. And kids won't want to go up to, booths and get candy from people. No, not at all. But, no, but I really like the fact that it's like trick-or-treating, but it's like, a little bit safer in the daytime, and they're going into businesses that they know, business owners that they know, and it works really well for the businesses too, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it does. And I mean, that's what a lot of the business owners were saying. It's like, they just to have all those families and younger kids downtown, it kind of exposes their businesses to a younger crowd, to the kind of that family unit crowd. And then a couple of businesses were like, oh my gosh, we had like our sales skyrocketed. Maybe not during the event, but like later, people would come back and say, oh my gosh, I saw this, I needed to come back and visit you guys. And so it offers a lot of exposure to what we have to offer downtown, which I love.
Yeah, and I really like the idea of the teal pumpkins as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if business owners, we try to get a good, healthy amount of teal pumpkin locations. So for those who may not know, I didn't know what that was until I started here either, but a teal pumpkin location is a location that offers non-edible items. So like, little toys or knickknacks or things that kids can take. And we have a lot of businesses that do that, especially because there are lots of kids out there that maybe can't have all the candy in the world or have a nut allergy or what have you. It kind of offers it up to those kids as well to have some fun.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's, like I said earlier, it's just a way for, to be inclusive for everybody and to come see what's going on here in the district. And I would like to see that. I may have to make my way down here just to see that,
It's fun. Yeah, last year, it was beautiful last year. I think it was like in the 60s or something. It was crazy nice outside that day. And we had like 1,200 people downtown, like kids and parents just walking. It was a big day. So hopefully it won't rain. It's not going to be cold. Yeah, I know.
I'm knocking on expensive broadcast equipment.
Yeah,
for you,
I know.
Brianna,
thank you very much.
You bet. I normally just settle on the countertop, but for this, it's like, nope, got to knock on the board itself.
This is a big day.
It is. In terms of membership, how are you doing? Are you looking for new members? Or are you kind of set in terms of what's going on with the district? Or are you always looking for more?
Well, so there really isn't a membership. Anybody that is located within our boundaries is an automatic member of the district, and that's quite a bit. So that's, I think we're closing in on 400 businesses or maybe more. So it really is, if you're a business owner and you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm in the district or not or whatever. It's hard for, when we only have a 1.5 staff members to get everywhere. But if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I want to get in on that or volunteer or, just touch base with Brianna, to always call us at any point in time. We're lucky we don't have to go out and grab membership from businesses, and at least that's lucky for me. So if somebody's listening to this and wants to get involved, or maybe is like, I wonder if I'm in the district, I'm the person to call. Our office is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I meant to say in the few minutes we've got remaining is that I imagine it always helps if you have more businesses that are in the district to be more active in terms of the promotions and things that you're
going
on.
To kind of grab onto that. No, yes, 100%. I mean, trick or treat, my hope hope is to fill that park with as many businesses as we can get down there, which would be very exciting. But yeah, 100%. I mean, even next year when we do Shop Local Saturdays, we want to expand that to the restaurants, to the bars, to the coffee shops to participate and have it be almost like a day of deals. So if you're listening to this, I'll be coming after you next year.
All right. All right. So you can set it up if you, like the November, the Thursdays in November that you do.
In December, actually. Yes. In December when we have Santa in the park, correct?
Yes.
I love those. We have Santa in the park every Thursday in December after Life the Park, which is fabulous. So
it'll be a whole package thing. You can do that later this year and then get ready for, the Shop Local Saturdays, which is a great thing. I mean, it's a national event and it's a national promotion, I know, but still the fact that the district can take advantage of that and just, another instance to say, I think people need to be reminded. Everybody thinks that the most sales in Quincy take place out East Broadway.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's not the case.
Yeah, it's actually really surprising to people. I think maybe they have just slightly out, but it's like neck and neck. But I don't think people really see the district as a contender in that front. But we are. I mean, we were at one point, and I want to say we're neck and neck with, is that the Prairie Trails maybe?
Out East Broadway.
Yeah. But I don't think people really realize, we're like one of the number one sales tax producing, or whatever that number is that I get from Jason with the city.
Yeah.
It's quite impressive. And it's due to, the business owners and everybody that's investing down here and our attempts to get people downtown and all good.
Right. And you're doing it even without a B-dubs here in the district. So, I mean, that's good news. So.
Yeah, it is. Very much.
No, but there's a big selection of restaurants here that just offer all sorts of different cuisine. And the best thing about all of this is that it's all supported by local merchants.
Yep.
And that money stays here.
Yeah, and that's really our niche. I was speaking to some aldermen, and one asked, what would be downtown's niche? What is, what are we? And I go, well, if you wanted me to be honest, it's that 95 to 99% of our businesses are locally owned and operated. I mean, it's small businesses or it's locally owned. And when you're shopping downtown, it is somebody that lives in Quincy that has a family in Quincy that is supporting themselves through their business. And that's a big part. Not a lot of when you go to larger cities with their downtowns, it's a lot more brand names. But ours is very much these are all locally owned. These are all small business owners. And they rely on the community around them. So.
Right. And that dollar moves around 7 different times every time it's spent with a local business as well. And so it's very much worthwhile. So, very good. So this Saturday night, it'll be a dance. Brianna will be doing diving off the stage from time to time. Be sure to catch her when she jumps. Gates open up at 5 for the AC/DC tribute show. You might. That
depending
thought
on where the night goes.
Yeah,
you know?
That thought's going to be back there. Brianna Rivera, head of the district, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll work on getting you here much more often. I promise you that. All right.
Fabulous.
You betcha. Stay tuned. The Ramsey Show is next. Have a great day, everybody. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning.